Israel, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
The sluggard wants, but he can't get anything. He always have full of desire, but he don't have anything. Laziness will keep you from possessing your inheritance. All right, let's go back to 12:24. Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, what that means is this. The word slothfulness there means laxness, slackness, slackening, lazy. And if you look at other translations of that, the latter part of that verse, it says that the slothful will be put to forced labor. In other words, if you're lazy, then you're going to end up having to accept jobs that you really don't want to do. You just take whatever comes. Because you say, well, won't nobody hire me. If you have a pattern of laziness, then you're very unlikely that you're ever going to end up in a job that you enjoy, that you like, that's blessing you. You end up working another type job because you got to. Well, I just had to take this job because ain't nothing else there. To me, that's forced labor. How many of y'all feel forced labor when you had to go to work on Monday morning? I wish I ain't had to go to this job. Proverbs 18:9. He said, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You see that? Lazy people waste time, waste money, waste resources. If you're not organized, then you'll waste time looking for stuff. How many of you can't find stuff regular? You at home getting dressed, can't find something. Who seen my belt? Where my shoes at? Why? You ain't putting stuff where it's supposed to be. Why you didn't put it where it's supposed to be? Lazy. So you're wasting time trying to find stuff. Somebody call you. Do you have this? It's over here somewhere. Now I know. Give me a day or two to get back with you. You got 2 days of junk you got to go through to find. Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness, listen to this, cast it into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Slothfulness will throw you into a deep sleep. In other words, severe idleness. In other words, one day rolled into the next day, into the next day, into the next day, 4 days pass, and you ain't got nothing done. Just like you've been asleep all them days. No progress. Look at verse 24. A slothful man hides his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. When it's time to eat, he can get his hand about right here. Somebody feed me. Y'all say, Pastor, that's extreme. It ain't that extreme. How many men won't get up and go get their plate? How many men won't come sit at the table? You know why? I don't work hard all day. Least you can do is bring my food to me. All right, I see y'all didn't like that one. Let me move on. I better move before somebody start throwing something at me or something. I don't. I might be like President Bush, be dodging shoes. Might pull off a shoe. I'll be. Let me get through this lesson here. Hey, it's the first time I ever preached on it. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Boy, I'm stirring up some of y'all. Something stirring up here. My Lord. Jesus, help me, Jesus. More grace. More grace. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 20, the sluggard, Listen to this. Will not plow because it's cold outside. Therefore, he shall beg and harvest and have nothing. You know what he say? Ooh, it's cold out there. You say, well, Pastor, I would never do that. Yeah, but if it's cold outside, I ain't going to work today. It's too cold out there. I ain't going. Ooh, it's got a little ice on the ground out there. Let's see if they're going to cancel. Let's watch Channel 5. Maybe they won't let. Maybe the bridge. Be praying for the bridge to ice over. Hope the bridge ice over. Can't get to work today. You want the neighborhood to flood, so you can't go to work. But check the motives out. Say the slothful man, he ain't gonna plow, he ain't gonna work. He say it's too cold to me planting seed, but when the harvest time come, he gonna be begging. People that weather the cold and the rain and the hardship, they gonna have, and the one that was lazy is gonna be in want. He'll have his hand out begging. See, some of y'all rake and scrape. I mean, you're doing the best you can to make it. I mean, some of y'all working two jobs. I admire you because you're not lazy. You're working. You have a vision for your life. And then somebody laying around all day, don't want to work. I mean, don't want to work, ain't going to work, can get a job and won't work. And then they at your doorstep wanting you to hand what you don't work for. Y'all better wake up. They depending on you going to work. If you ain't, why you ain't working today? What you mean you stayed home? What you mean you stayed? You got to work. Why? Because they depending on you to work. Child, you know you ain't supposed to be taking off these jobs. They ain't got a job telling you how you supposed to act. See, the slugger will make an excuse for not working. But he would beg during harvest and won't have a thing. Proverbs 21:25. You know, the response y'all give me today, I don't want to do part two on this. So I'm gonna hit you and run today. I'm going to hit you and run. Proverbs 21:25. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse the labor. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous give and spare not. Hallelujah. Look at that. A slothful man's his desire, the longing of his heart will cause him to die prematurely because he refuses to work and he covets greedily what other people have. Proverbs 22:13. The slothful man says, listen to this. There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the streets. Now, y'all know we ain't got no lions in Alexandria in the street. That baby done made a big one. There's a lion outside. I can't go outside to work today. There's a lion out there. I'll be killed in the street. Just making an excuse. Mouth full of excuses. And he thinks only of himself. Notice he ain't thinking about nobody else. You going on out there. Proverbs 24:30. Now catch this one here. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Look at what he saw. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nestles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. He said, I went by a man's vineyard and I saw that it was unkept. Things out of place, things broken down, grown over with weeds, just unkept. He's saying, I thought about it for a while and I considered it. And he said, I received instruction from it. He said, now how did this man's vineyard get in this shape right here? Yet a little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come that as one that traveled, and thy want as an armed man. You see, a lazy person lacks understanding. He does not take care of the things God's blessed him with. He's unkept. His life is filled with thorns, covered with weeds and things that are broken down. Because of a little more sleep, a little more slumber, a little more folding of the hands of sleep, another translation says, poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attach you like an armed robber. See, if you're lazy and you say, I don't know why I ain't got nothing. All right, check out. Are you lazy? Are you willing to work? See, a lot of people think that they can faith it all the time. Well, all I got to do is just say here, believe and speak, it's going to happen. No, you got to have a plan of action. You have to put action to your faith. Faith without action, corresponding action, is dead being alone. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with you being diligent in your work. In fact, God expects it out of you. In fact, you ought to work as unto the Lord anyway. Amen. If you work as unto him, then you'll put forth a better effort. Amen. Instead of just wanting to just do enough just to get by. You know, and that's one of the reasons, a lot of people won't say it, but one of the reasons our economy is in the shape right now that it's in is because a lot of these companies is filled with lazy people that won't work. They just want to be paid good, want good benefit package. And I'm for all of that because I believe in paying well. I believe in benefit package. I believe in all of that. I done been on a job. We had a man got caught sleeping and they couldn't fire him. All right, now that's unproductive. That's stealing time. That's everything. That's bad. Now, that may be an isolated case, so I don't want to make that a blanket statement over everybody. A lot of times people just don't want to work. And, you know, I say it this way. Whatever I got to do to take care of my family, don't care where I got to go to work, I'll do whatever I have to do to take care of my family. If I had to flip hamburgers, cook steaks, pick up stuff offside the road, my family going to be taken care of. Now, thank God, you know, the Bible says the hand of the diligent will be made fat. So I'm living in the blessing. I don't have to pick up stuff on side the road. Amen. I ain't got to flip hamburgers, and there's nothing dishonorable about that at all. That's an honest living. Amen. I used to work in a steakhouse. You know, I worked at the chicken poultry. Now, I was just a teenager then, but mom and them, they made us work. You know what part of my job was? Taking the dead chickens to the dump. I came in one day. They say, we got a truck over there. Y'all need to take out to the dump over there. Somewhere, I don't know, way over there in Pineville somewhere. I thought, okay, that'd be easy. Went until I seen that truck full of them dead chickens. And it didn't have no tailgate on it. I mean, it had a side on it, but the back of it was open. You should have seen the cars pulling over as we went down the road. From the smell. We was gagging people going down the highway. People pulling over. And man, what's... And I'm sitting up in the truck, just proud. You know how they get you... The old truck didn't have no lift on it where you could dump them off. You had to have a pitchfork and shovels. They had been sitting there all weekend. So we devised a plan. You got to have a plan. Say, look, just pull up there, back up real fast, throw on brakes, and let them roll off the back of the truck. So we did that. You can only get a few of them off the truck like that. They ain't moving. They've been there all weekend. They swole. Juice running out of them. It was an awful smell. They had tried to put that old blue stuff on them to try to kill the stench and stuff. And we messed up. I was in the truck. The guy said, okay, Greg, you do it this time. I'll tell you when to throw on brakes. I threw on brakes late and slid into the pile that was already there. And when I tried to get out, we were stuck. God said, get out of the truck. Get out of the truck. I said, y'all get behind there and push. So I got back there and pushed, and when he took off, all that stuff hit my leg. We had a time that day with them chickens. But I wasn't lazy. Proverbs 26:13. Verse 13. Listen to this. The slothful man said, there's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turns upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hides his hand in his bosom. It grieves him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Hallelujah. So you can see here that it's really not good. It's really not good. It is not a good thing. There's a lot of things that he said, just like a door on his hinges. That's the way the slothful is. The slothful lazy man is just like somebody like this here. They're doing a lot of stuff, but they ain't making no progress. They just turning on the hinge. Not accomplishing anything. Notice say he wiser than seven men that can render a reason. Yeah, he think he's wise. In other words, he never moves from his place of slothfulness. Verse 15, the slothful is too lazy to feed himself. He's filled with distress and weariness. Verse 16, the slothful thinks he's smarter than seven wise men. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18 says, much slothfulness will result in a life with decay, and through idleness, things break down around you. Praise God. Now, Jesus talked about slothfulness, Matthew 25, 26, when he was talking about being faithful and not being faithful. He said, you remember the one that took what he gave him and buried it? And then Jesus said, you wicked and slothful servant. So wickedness and slothfulness go hand in hand. Jesus called him a slothful servant. He said, you should have took my money and at least put it in the bank so I could have gained some interest. They was too lazy to do that. So they took it and they buried it in the ground and gave him the same thing when he returned. He called him wicked and slothful. He said, you wicked and slothful servant. So we don't want to be caught in that situation. Romans 12, 11 says, be not slothful in business. Another translation says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. And in Hebrews 6:12, which is a key scripture, write Hebrews 6:12 down. It says that you be not slothful. Now that word means disinterested, sluggish, lazy, dull, and indifferent. Let me give it to you again. The word there in Hebrews 6:12, it means disinterested, sluggish, lazy, dull, or indifferent. He said, be not slothful, but what? Followers of those who through what? Faith and patience do what? Inherit the promises. Now, praise God. So we don't want to be caught in this trap of slothfulness, because the plan of God will never materialize in our life if we're too lazy to follow the instructions that the Lord gives us. You got to be diligent. We all need to be diligent. Amen? Now, how do you overcome slothfulness? Ecclesiastic, the scripture is Ecclesiastes 10, 18. How do you overcome slothfulness? I was praying. I said, okay, Lord, I see all these scriptures in the Bible, but I say, how do you come out from under this? How do you get free from it? How do you recognize it? What do you have to do? And, you know, it's not hard. I mean, it ain't no mountain of a spirit, but it's bad if it get a hold of you. Because it will cause your mind, it will give you a different mindset in life that would be harmful to you, to your future. All right? You say, how do you overcome slothfulness? First of all, you have to have a change of heart and mind. Laziness is a mindset. If you are lazy and lack diligence, others have told you you're lazy. Anybody ever told you was lazy? Now, sometimes it's not true when they tell you that, but if you got different people from different arenas of your life, and all of them been telling you, you know what, you lazy. You need to listen. Because it's a lot easier for other people to recognize laziness in you than you can recognize it in yourself. Because we justify our actions. We got good reason for what we do. Amen. The Bible says that every man's ways is right in his own eyes. So you want to listen. Laziness is easy to recognize by other people. Number two, you admit that you are lazy and determined to do something about it. So sometimes, you know, it's kind of like an alcoholic say, well, alcoholic can't really be delivered till they admit they got a problem. Drug addict can't really get off drugs until he realizes that drugs are creating a problem for him. Well, it's the same thing with laziness. You can't get free from laziness if you don't recognize, you know what, I need to step up. I got some lazy characteristics. And so you have to admit it, and then you repent. You repent of it. You ask God to forgive you, and then you ask him to help you to develop a diligent spirit. That's all under number one. That's have a change of heart and mind. That's what's involved in having a change in heart and mind. You have to say, Lord, I got a problem. I have some lazy tendencies, and I need to be more diligent. If I was more diligent, then I'd have greater blessing in my life, and things that I know should have been done by now would already be done. Amen. Lazy people procrastinate a lot. Now, I use myself as an example, right, with the treadmill. All right, that's an area I got to overcome. So I've been transparent with you. I ain't saying I'm the most diligent man you're going to ever meet, but I recognize that if I don't deal with the slowfulness in my own life, then it's going to hinder God's plan for my life. So I'm determined to do something about it. That's why I have a plan. That's why I'm going to keep that plan before my eyes. And that's why if I fail 15 times, I'm going to get up 15 times. You understand? I ain't ever going to quit. I'm going to be just like the ant. I'm going to keep on pursuing my goal. I'm not going to give up. I ain't going to be weary. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go through whatever I got to go through, but I'm going to get the job done. And I'm not going to be lazy. I'm going to make myself. I'm going to push myself. Then you have to have a vision for your life, which I've already talked to you about. You have to set some goals. You have to write them down. You have to keep them before your eyes. You have to speak the vision, and then you have to have a plan of action. So that's the next thing. If you are lazy in just a certain area, you might not be lazy in every area. There may be just certain areas of your life you're lazy in. Maybe you're lazy in keeping your room clean. Maybe you're lazy in going to work on time. Maybe there's just some little nagging stuff that's just hanging on you. Maybe there's things you know you're supposed to be doing, and you just keep putting it off and putting it off because you're just lazy. Well, I don't feel like doing it right now. I just don't feel it. Pastor, I ain't lazy. I just don't feel like doing it. Yeah, but if you ain't feel like doing it in a year, if a whole year done passed by, and you ain't had one day in 365 that you felt like doing it, you got a lazy bone somewhere. Praise God. So then number three, and this is a key one here. Ask God to put someone in your life who is not lazy, who is experiencing the power and the blessing of the Lord, and follow their example. You see, that's what Hebrews 6:12 tells us to do, that you be not slothful. Then he tells you how not to be slothful. He says, be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In other words, find somebody that is experiencing the power of God in their life, and then hook up with them. Find out how they do it. Get around them. Ask them questions. Find out how they do it. You know, learn all you can from them. So really he's talking about association there. You got to be careful who you associate with. Maybe you're lazy because of people you hang around with. If you're in a lazy bunch, then you're going to be lazy. If you hang around lazy people, you're going to be lazy. Right? Because the minute you get up to do something, they're going to be saying, man, you ain't got to do that now. Come over here and sit down and have a drink with me. Oh, let's go do something else. Man, you ain't got to do that now, man. It's too hot out there. Man, I don't do nothing in the sun like that. I don't do nothing. That's the reason why they ain't got nothing. They don't do nothing. So you had to watch your company. Number four, you have to have personal integrity and pride in what you do. Always give your best effort at whatever you're doing. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:22-23 says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. That's a key right there in overcoming laziness. So have personal integrity. Then finally, number five, take responsibility for your life. Stop blaming others for your situation. Take control over the things that you have control over. Now, what I mean by this is, all of these are key points. Get rid of the clutter in your life. Simplify your life. Get rid of all that stuff you ain't never going to use, that you ain't never, ever going to need till Jesus comes. Got all kind of stuff all around you that done just cluttered your world up. Now you can't think straight because you're looking at a mess all the time. And your mind is scrambled because you're looking at scramble all day long. Right? Get rid of the things that are broken in your life. Things that are broken, that don't work, that have served their purpose, that are no longer usable. Get rid of them. Clear it out. Tell your neighbors, clear it out. If it's broke, get it fixed. If it can't be fixed, get rid of the thing. This is so important. Because if you're believing God for success, you can't have unsuccessful things before your eyes all the time. You can't walk around something that's broke every time you see it and you say, that thing broke, it need fixed. And that's every time you see it, it reminds you of failure. It's broke. Get rid of things that are broken in your life and keep before your eyes things that are working. Things that are successful. Y'all understand me? You got stuff out of order? Start cleaning your stuff up. Organize it. Keep your stuff organized. Get rid of that stuff you ain't never gonna use. It's just clutter. Keep things organized. I say it like this: a place for everything and everything in its place. Simplify your life. Keep excellence before your eyes. That's the whole point. Don't have things broken that's unproductive always in front of you. And every time you see it, you say, that thing broken. You don't need to have that in front of your eyes when you believe in God for success. If you can't fix it, give it to somebody else that can. Give the thing away. Get rid of the clutter. And actually, this is the last one, number six. Don't be a companion of lazy people. Change your company. If you are hanging around with people, all they're going to do is suck vision out of you. All they're going to do is be a source of discouragement for you. And when you start wanting to move out and do something and be productive, all they're going to do is try to hold you back and tell you why you don't need to do that. Just like on a job sometime. If you work really diligently and everybody else there is used to going at a snail's pace, you know, you want to give an honest day's labor for an honest day's pay. And they used to, when they could get something done in 4 hours, taking eight. Look, we're going to make a day out of this job. Don't you be going right here acting a fool. Talking about we're going to get it done in four. No. See, you had to come against all of that. You ain't going to win no popularity contest because lazy people hate, boy, they hate it when they laziness come out. Be the best you can be in Jesus. Always put forth your best effort, and don't be a lazy person. Get your work done every day. You ought to have a plan of what you're going to do that day. You plan your day, and I know that there's interruptions sometimes. Sometimes they're divine interruptions. Sometimes it's the Lord that does it, but it's all right when that happens. At least you had a plan for what you're going to do that day, and you accomplish it, and you don't stop till you get it done. God wants you to be diligent about what he's called you to do, because you can succeed, and he wants you to succeed, and I'm going to tell you, his power is available to you, and it's here now.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of